I'm going to believe he's a way maker. He's a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. How many believe that today? How many believe that today? Whether you believe it or not, it's true. Whatever you're going through, whether you believe it or not, is true. He is the way maker. He is the miracle worker, the promise keeper. There is nothing too hard for God today. I'm so grateful for his love, his power, his goodness. I'm grateful for what God is doing and is going to do in my life. So whatever you're facing today, just give it to God. Amen? Amen. You may be seated, everybody. So glad you're here today. Welcome everybody in person. Come on now, give it up for yourselves, everybody in person. Want to welcome our TC tribe watching online. Can we give it up for the TC tribe watching online? So excited that you are here with us and watching with us and joining us. You're not just watching, you're joining us with your heart, your mind, your soul, and we're just so excited that you're here today. I want to welcome all our first-time gifts that are here today. If you're a gift here for the first time, welcome. Just in case you're just joining today, my name is Pastor Joe. I'm the senior pastor, and I'm honored to lead this church with my wife. We're the co-senior pastors of the church. We're so honored to lead this great church called Transformation Church. And we are in week two of the sermon series, Heart and Soul. And if you missed last week's message, go online, go to our website, go to YouTube. You'll see the sermon that says, Jesus hates religion, and so do we. Some of y'all like religion. Is that why y'all quiet? Y'all like religion? Just teasing. Jesus hates religion, and so do we. That's why the heart and soul of our church is simple. The heart and soul of our church is to lead people far from God into a transforming, what, church? Relationship with Jesus. See, it's not about religion. It's about relationship with God. How many know you could have religion but not have relationship? Religion doesn't change lives. Only a relationship with Jesus does, can, and will. Come on, somebody. Come on, first service. Come on, first service. A relationship with Jesus can change your life. Find that relationship with Jesus, because I guarantee your life will be different. And my calling is to lead you into that relationship in which you are changing into what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. You see, you guys don't know the old Joe. I hope you're grateful for the new Joe, because I wasn't this nice. The new Joe's nice. The new Joe's loving. The new Joe cares. The old Joe, ain't got time for people. But because Christ came into my life, he's transformed my heart and made me into a new creation. That is why we're here. So if you're new to our church, if you're new watching, you want to know what the heart and soul is, it's to help you find and experience a transforming relationship with Jesus. Okay? Our verse for today, part two, our verse for today, this is last week, our verse for today is found in Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, it's not enough just to have a relationship. God wants you to have a transforming relationship with him, in which you are changing and becoming like his son. The title of today's message is really easy, really simple. Small decisions, big difference. How many are ready? Ready to dive in part two? Heart and soul. Small decisions, big difference. Have you ever heard a phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Right? Have you ever heard of that phrase? In other words, those small decisions of eating an apple, receiving the physical benefits of the apple can actually keep you healthier. I tend to look at it a little bit differently. Like, if you eat apple pie, if it was you eat apple pie a day, that would be, I could do that, right? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could eat apple pie a day and keep the doctor at bay? But if you eat apple pie a day, you will be on your way to see the doctor. How many know that, right? Because apple pie is good, but it has all that good stuff in it. I want you to think about the small decisions in your life that have made a big difference. Small decisions that make a big difference. I want us to first think about our health, because I believe all of us want to live healthy lives. Yes? Do most of us want to live healthy lives? We want to be healthy. We want to be strong. We want to be in good shape. But how many know that being healthy requires some small decisions? We all make decisions, some of them big, some of them medium, some of them small. Maybe signing up for a gym is a big decision for you, or maybe a medium decision, a medium type of a decision. But ultimately, going to Crunch and signing up, how many know it's a small decision? That could make a big difference. Now, I can sign up to go to Crunch and hope to lose weight. I've tried that. Signing up, I have a membership. Therefore, I am in shape. We think crazy, people. We're crazy in our minds. Some of us feel good because we have a membership. How many are with me on that? I've got a membership. But how many know that it's not enough just to have a membership? You need to make the small decisions to go to Crunch. How many are with me? Or go to the gym, whatever gym you're in, right? But how many know that's not enough? Because you can make that small decision to go to the gym, and you can pray and hope to lose weight. But unless you make the small decision to get on a treadmill, how many know that going to Crunch or to the gym, you do not automatically lose weight or get in shape? What do you need to do? Get on the treadmill. Small decision, big difference. Let's say you made this one small decision to go to the gym 4 times a week, and then you made the decision to go on the treadmill 4 times a week. How much healthier could you be? How many know that that would make a big difference in your life? Only, are you guys tracking with me? If you make the small decision of eating healthier every day. Small decisions, like eliminating sugar in your coffee. I did that 2 years ago, and I'm still having sugar withdrawals. Coffee has not been the same for 2 years. I've tried everything. I've tried sweet and low and sweet, and stevia, and what's the other one, the yellow packet? Splenda, stevia, speedia, whatever you put in there. I tried the drops. I tried the powder. I tried everything. And I just said, you know what? It's not worth it. I'll just man up and not have sugar. So that small decision of eliminating sugar in my life has made a big difference in my life. Look how buff I am. That's because I made this. Why are you guys laughing? You see, this body, it comes because of the long-term effects of those small decisions. Are you hearing me today? Well, my kids, when they were young, they said, Dad, they didn't call me buff, they call me puff. That probably is more an accurate term. But the small decision to eliminate sugar in my coffee has had good health benefits in the long term. How many know small decisions can make a big difference? Let's talk finances. Let's talk money. Some of us have financial goals. We want to buy a house. We want to retire. We want to purchase a new vehicle. We want to renovate our homes. How many know that in order to accomplish our financial goals, we have to make some small decisions? small decisions on how we plan to spend our money. We put a budget together. How many know what a budget is, that B word? You know, having a gym membership is like having a budget. I have it, but I don't use it. How many are with me on that, right? We have gym memberships, we have budgets, but how many of us use it? We have to make the decision to use the budget. So every day, I have to make a small decision. Maybe it's not go out to eat as much. Maybe it's to bring my lunch. Maybe it's not to buy coffee at $5. I mean, Starbucks every day. And I want you to think about this. If I make the small decision on not buying one cup of coffee a day, that's $3 a day. Young people, listen to me. If you save $3 a day from the time you're 18 to the time you're 65 at a rate of return of 8%, let's just say, small decisions make a big difference. You could retire with over $550,000 in the bank. What? Small decisions? Big difference. I can't do that because I love my coffee, right? I love my cup of Joe. I love it. But think about the impact of that small decision that makes a big difference. Think about your career. Think about how many of you went to college and the things you do to get a job, and maybe you want to go back to school to earn a special degree, to get a promotion at work, and you make that small decision to study, to do better. Or let me ask you this. What about the small decision to go to work on time? The small decision to go above and beyond for your boss so that you can prove that you're a valuable employee. That small decision for showing up on time, how many know can make a big difference in your annual job review? How many know that? That small decision to be on time can actually benefit you thousands of dollars. And this is what I've learned about small decisions, big difference. This is what I've learned, that it's the small things that no one sees that result in the big things everyone wants. Right? We all want a house. We all want new cars. We all want the benefits of this life. We all want to succeed. We all want to retire. But how many know that it starts with the small decisions? The small decisions that make a big impact. Let me ask you this question. What do you want in your life? What do you want in life? Do you want to be successful? Do you want to retire? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be strong? All of those desires can be rooted to those daily small decisions. Those small things that we do every day that helps us accomplish our goals. But let me take a moment and get your mind off of the life in general. Let me ask you this question. What do you want in your spiritual life? Because this is what I believe, and this is what I think, this is what I feel, that a lot of us have a desire to be physically healthy. A lot of us have a desire to be financially healthy. A lot of us have a desire to be relationally healthy. We have a desire to save money. We have a desire to accomplish our goals of buying a house. We have a desire to retire. We have a desire to go back to school and better our career. But I wonder how many of us have a desire to grow in our relationship with Jesus. I wonder. I wonder how many of us actually have a desire or a plan to have a transforming relationship with Jesus. And this is the question I want to ask you today. Why is it that we leave our spiritual transformation to happen by accident or by chance? Why is it that we have a plan to save money, a plan to spend money, a plan to eat healthy and a plan to get healthy, a plan to better our lives. But when it comes to our spiritual lives, We don't have a plan. We don't make those small decisions that make a big difference. And we go through life just hoping that we become a transforming follower of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you today that if you are going to grow and become a transforming follower of Jesus, someone who has a transforming relationship with Jesus, it's more than hoping to be transformed. It's more than desiring to be transformed. It requires those small decisions every day that will make a big difference in our lives. And this is what I was thinking. A lot of us have a plan in our career, in our future, with our family, to get married and all of these things, but not many people have a plan, an intentional plan, to grow in Christ. And most people just hope they grow. It's sort of like the gym membership. We show up to the gym hoping to get in shape. And you don't show up at the gym and you don't get in shape unless you make the small decision to get on the treadmill, right? To get in the elliptical. Or you don't get in shape unless you make those daily small decisions of pushing away certain foods and saying no to the sugar and no to the white flour and no to the bread, no to the fried chicken, and no to the brownies. And saying yes to green beans and broccoli and avocado ice cream. Oh, God. But how many know the small decisions that will make a big difference in your life? And I'm here to tell you that we have to stop living our lives hoping that we become transformed followers of Jesus. Because it doesn't happen by accident. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, you have to be intentional. We have to have a plan. We have to know what we're about. We have to know what we should do. We have to know what it is, those small decisions we need to make every day that's going to benefit greatly in our lives. I want you to think about your spiritual life today. How many would love to have more peace, more joy? Let's put that aside. How many would love to know God in a deeper way? You don't have to raise your hand, just think. How many would want to grow in your love for Jesus? How many would love to hear the voice of God? How many would want to have a deep, down-rooted relationship with Jesus in which you're growing in that relationship with Jesus every day? Every day. How many would love to know Jesus intimately and personally and relationally? How many want to become stronger in your faith, stronger in your walk with God? How many would say, Pastor, I don't want religion. I want a deeper relationship with Jesus. You know what I've learned? You don't get a deeper relationship with Jesus unless you're willing to make small decisions every day that will make a big difference in your spiritual life. How many are with me today, right? That's what I've learned. Small decisions, big difference. Here at TC, it is our heart and soul to help you. To help you grow and mature and transform and become who God's called you to become. We're not pushing you towards religion. We're pushing you towards that transforming relationship. You say, Pastor, how? So today is the how do we grow in that transforming relationship with Jesus. And we have a vision statement, which is simply this. This is the heart and soul. Our heart and soul is to encourage people in the pursuit of three key transforming relationships. You guys are with me. Intimacy with God, community with others, and ministry to others in the world. This is what our church is built on. Yes, Pastor, what do we do, or why do we do what we do? For these three reasons. To help you and to encourage you first and foremost to have an intimate relationship with God. First of all, did you know that you can know God personally? Did you know that you can know God for yourself? Did you know that you can have a close relationship with Jesus in which Jesus knows you and you know him? What I've learned is that intimacy takes time. Intimacy requires small decisions. It can make a big difference in my life. I just don't wake up and know Jesus closely. I've got to open myself up to spiritual practices that allow me to know Jesus closely. I've got to make those small decisions in my life that open me up to God's life-transforming power. Notice what John says. Jesus says in John, he says, what does he say, church? What? Abide in me, and I in you. This is the highest calling any follower of Jesus has, is to abide in Christ. That word abide can also mean remain, to remain in relationship, to be in close proximity to know and to love. And Jesus says, this is what I want you to do. I don't want your religion. I want you to abide in me. And then when you abide in me, I will abide in you. Isn't that powerful? Just think about that. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. Wow. Let's pause. Push the pause button. How many would love to experience that every day? You see, it's those small decisions, small things that no one sees that results in the big things that everybody wants. How many would want that kind of relationship with Jesus? Well, it starts with the small things, the small decisions. He says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you, what does it say, church? Abide in me. Abide. Then he says, I am the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him will actually bear much fruit. For without me, you can do, what does it say? Did you know that? That without God, you can't do anything? Or I should say anything of value? What does it require? Abiding in Christ. Having that relationship with Jesus. Knowing Jesus personally, intimately. And here at TC, we're going to help you grow in that relationship with Jesus. Because you cannot live off of my relationship with Jesus. You can't. So many times people come and they want to live off of my relationship. No, what I'm bringing to you is the overflow of my relationship with Jesus. What I'm bringing to you is the result of me abiding in Jesus. But we all must have our own relationship with Jesus. We all must know Jesus personally. We all must remain in Christ and abide in him to have that intimate relationship with Jesus. You say, Pastor, what does that include? It includes some of these things. I just jotted these down for you. Take a picture if you want. It involves times in silence and solitude. Private worship, in which, do you know that you can worship at home? Do you know that we have some of the world's greatest worship ministries on the planet? Right now, on Pandora, online, you can listen to them at will by a button. In other words, you don't have to wait to come to church to worship God. Before you come to church, God wants you to worship him privately. And Sunday morning is now the overflow of that private worship to God. See, when it requires those small decisions, like I'm going to worship in private. I'm going to sit in silence and solitude with Jesus in private to be with Jesus, not to do anything but to sit and be with God. I'm going to read the scriptures for myself. I'm going to open the book, or I'm going to put my face in the book, and I'm going to read God's revelation of himself to me. And I'm going to confess my sins in private before God, and I'm going to be in confession with him. I'm going to be honest with him. I'm going to say, Lord, this is what I'm feeling. This is my attitude. And I'm going to take time to pray, and I'm going to take time to journal. This is where you begin experiencing the transforming relationship with Jesus. This is like not just going to the gym, but it's doing your circuit training. Where they are, you know those machines? And some of the gyms have those 30-minute workouts. Well, silence and solitude is the arm curls, right? And private worship is the triceps, right? And scripture reading is the chest. And confession is the back, right? I'm just making stuff up, right? You know what I'm saying? To be well-rounded requires us to take time with those small decisions every day. That small decision to cut out 10 minutes of my morning and say, Jesus, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to sit with you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to read scriptures. I am going to have a relationship for myself. I'm going to know you. I'm going to pray. I'm going to journal. And I'm going to do this small decision every day. That's the beginning of transforming relationship with Jesus. God. Intimacy with God. We want to help you with that. That's why we offer. I'm excited because we're going to be coming January. I'm going to emphasize it more. We have emotionally healthy spirituality, but I'm also going to be teaching sacred rhythms. And I'm going to be teaching more on helping you grow in an intimate relationship with Jesus. Because without this, abiding in Christ, scripture says, Jesus said, you can't do anything. Take a moment. How are your rhythms? How are your daily decisions going? Because those small decisions make a big difference positively, but also those small decisions make a big difference negatively. And if anything, what these past year and a half to 2 years have shown us is that if you didn't and struggled with that personal, intimate relationship with Jesus, my guess is you're struggling in this season of your life. Are you with me on that? Do you hear me on that? My guess is you're struggling with fear and anxiety and worry, but there's something about pulling back and connecting with Jesus that gives you the confidence to know that although I don't know the future or what the future holds, I know who holds my future. You see, our heart and soul is to encourage you in three key relationships, transform relationships, intimacy with God, but also community with others. God created community. This is our community. I love the phrase we're going to be using more and more that my wife coined called, we're a tribe. I love it. With a TC tribe. We're a community of followers of Jesus. We're journeying together in Christ's likeness. Okay? And this is what we believe. We believe that spiritual transformation takes place incrementally over time. What does it say, church? With others. In the context of spiritual practices that open us up to God. This is not meant to be, we're not meant to be Lone Ranger Christians. We're not meant to live in isolation. And if anything, what this season has caused is a break in our relationship, in our community, in which we have disconnected from one another. And my feeling is that the enemy has taken advantage of that for many of us and has caused us to remain disconnected. But that's not how we were created. We need one another. We were created for community together. We were created to walk together. And we actually experience transformation when we come together. Did you know that? We're not just showing up to church. We're not just checking our religion card and going, chink, chink, I did my duty for today. No, we are gathered as the body of believers, as followers of Christ, as a community together to experience his presence and to be transformed by his goodness and to be transformed by one another. See, community with others includes some of these things, like corporate worship. You need corporate worship. We need corporate prayer, communion, loving and serving one another, and transform groups. Transform groups is not another thing to do. It's an opportunity for us to experience transformation together because we grow in this relationship with God when we grow in relationship with one another. Really quick, let me give you this passage. There were two people walking during this particular time. Jesus had died on the cross, and then they discovered the tomb was empty. And it wasn't positive for these people because they had not known that he resurrected from the dead yet. And it was a traumatic moment. Everybody knew what was happening. It was like a 9/11 moment for them, in which the world knew that Jesus died and that now someone broke into the tomb and it was empty and they had lost all hope. They were overwhelmed with grief and sorrow. They didn't know that he rose again. They didn't believe it. They didn't see it. And we have here two people were traveling that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. These are two people who were on a road together who were just talking about what was happening in the world, what was happening to their lives, what was happening in their own life. But they weren't just talking about it. They were expressing the deep down desires and their uncertainties and their fears. And so it was that while they conversed and reasoned, what does it say, church? Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Do you see? I hope you can see this. That when two people gathered together and began to share their hearts, Jesus was drawn into that conversation. That's why the scriptures say, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. He's not talking about being present there and not present here. He's talking about, I am with you in those small group times. And as you converse, as you discuss, as you share your grief, as you share your sorrow, as you learn scripture, Jesus draws near and he's present with you. He's present with us. And we experience his life-transforming presence in our life. That's why transform groups are so important. That's why public worship is corporate worship so important. That's why corporate prayer and fasting that we do and the things we do as a corporate church are so important, because it's just not a thing to do. It's a spiritual practice that opens us up to the transforming presence of Jesus, and we are growing and we are becoming. Think about that small decision it'll take for you to join a small group. Think about small decision. It's a small decision. And I know what you're thinking. I just don't have time, or I don't like Zoom, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. I want to challenge your thinking and just tell you that that little small decision can make a big difference in your life. But also the small decision to disconnect can also make a big difference in your life. Are you following what I'm saying? If you just stay disconnected, I'm going to tell you right now, most people that are depressed and discouraged and are isolated, there's just something about being with people who are on a journey together that can encourage your soul. Lastly, we read here, our heart and soul is to encourage people in the pursuit of three relations: intimacy, community, and finally, ministry to others in the world. That's what I want to focus on. You see, our motto is to transform the world with love. But we can't transform the world with love if we're not transforming. The best thing you can bring to the world is a life that is transforming into the image of Christ. the biggest damage you can do to the world is to bring your life that is not transforming in the presence of Jesus. You can cause damage. But if you learn to love others because you have been loved, because you're growing in love with Christ, then you're transforming the world with love. What does ministry include? Ministry includes sharing your faith, giving generously, compassion for others, love our city projects, outreach and missions trips, good works in the world. And this is what happens. So many people focus on this. They want to do the ministry, but they haven't done the intimacy. And God says, everything you do for the world should be rooted in my relationship with you. And this happened to me years ago. I had my order out of order, and it was all about the church and all about the ministry and all about reaching the world. You know what it led to? It led to burnout. That's what it led to. I burnt out in 2015 and 2016. And it was a dark burnout. Why? Because I was giving what I had not possessed in my life. My church was growing. My church was successful. But inwardly, I was empty because I had nothing more to give. And God said, you know what? I'm going to push the pause button in your life, and I want you to reorder your priority. I want you to first abide in me and I in you, because without me, you can't do anything. And it wasn't until I pulled back and began to reorder my life around spiritual practices that opened my heart to the transforming work of Jesus that I started experiencing his healing. I started experiencing his love and his relationship, which has led me to the point where I am today, which is the healthiest I've ever been in my life today. Healthiest. You don't have to. Healthiest. Why? Because I learned that intimacy with God was first, and community with others led to ministry in the world. You see, if we're going to reach the world, then we must be in a process of transforming. Well, none of us arrive. We're all in that process of changing. But we have to make those small choices. We have to discipline ourselves. And here's this last point. I love Abraham Lincoln says it the best. He says, discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. I know some of you just want to rest. I know some of you are tired and you just want to come home and crash. And I know some of you are just exhausted some of us are just medicating with food or medicating with television or medicating with movie. But what if I were to tell you that discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most? In other words, what do you want most? Do you want that transforming relationship with Jesus more than anything? Do you want that more than anything? If you do, if you want that more, then you're just going to require for you to make some small decisions that will make a big difference in your life. Small decisions that make a big difference in your life. What's that small decision? What is the small decision God is asking from you today? Maybe the small decision is to get into a transform group. Maybe the small decision is to carve out a few minutes in the morning. Maybe the small decision is to take your spiritual practices seriously and saying, I'm going to sit in silence with Jesus. I'm going to open the scriptures. What small decision? I guarantee you this. If you sit with Jesus on a regular basis, think about how that can transform your life and your future and your family and your home and you. Think about that. Think of the big difference it can make. Think about the big difference. Just want to encourage you. What is God saying to you today? What's that small decision? What's that small decision he's asking you to make? What is he asking you to do? What about sharing your faith? Have you practiced sharing your faith? Have you told others about the love of Jesus? If not, this is the small decision that God might be just asking you to make. The small decision, big difference. Or maybe you're here today and you don't follow Jesus. And you've been reluctant to give him your life. I want you to take a moment and think about what that small decision is that can make a big difference in your life. And that small decision just might be to say yes to Jesus. come into my heart, my life. Would you bow your head with me? If you're here today and you're ready to make that decision, first and foremost, I never want to close out a service without giving you an opportunity. If you're here today and want to make that decision for Christ and say, yes, Pastor, I want to follow Jesus. Just lift up your hand wherever you're at or online. Just let the world know. Yeah, I see your hand. Just say, I'm ready to make that small decision. It's going to make a big difference. I see your hand, see your hand, see your hand. Small decisions can actually be big decisions because of the big difference they make in your life. Jesus, I pray for every person here today. I pray that you give us the strength to make those small decisions. I pray that you would help us, Lord, follow your plan and purpose for our lives. Help us to reevaluate our lives just to figure out, Lord, what is it that you want us to do? Where do you want us to begin? Lord, help us to focus on those small decisions that make a big difference. And I pray for every person that's giving you their life. God, would you just come into their heart? Would you do something new in them? Would you just encourage them? Forgive them, I pray. And Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name.